Closing Thursday today. Well, she won't be around the Gatwick now. The Gatwick closes at 3 o'clock. Bloody hell, she's 24.
Well, she probably decided not to come out to dine.
Now, Kathleen. How are you? Are you better than I am? You're not, are you?
Are you staying down here then?
Hey?
Are you staying down here with Alex then?
No. No. Oh. Well, you're going to make mad passionate love to me, Jack. Hey?
No.
No? Bloody hell.
Pack that in our ears.
Kathleen, I didn't mean it. I don't know whether I could manage to make much passion love to anybody now.
Yeah, me either.
At 78, nearly 79, you know.
I'm 66 next month, so
yeah. Well, there might be snow on the roof, but there's bags of fire in the furnace. Don't you. Oh, Kathleen. Kathleen, we've had our days, haven't we?
Yeah. We've had our days, right?
We've had our days. Never mind. I'll tell you what, Kathleen. Whenever or anything, with joy, you were a bloody gem with joy. Right? Hey? You know?
Well, tried.
Hey?
Tried, I've done my best.
No, you were. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what she's got in there, man.
I hope it isn't whiskey.
It's the landlord and the landlady's daughter.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, she knows
all about my other one. She'll
be up
by the way
she grows up. She really will. Bad enough,
no.
My mother's over there,
that's her
mother.
Oh, what, the one in the...
My sister, Hattie.
Just got up, yes.
You know Henry?
Henry?
The landlady.
I don't know him, no.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's all wrong not running around here like that. Yeah. She'll grow up a real right, and you can see her. She comes up, she'll
never know. She might be bloody gorgeous. You never know, do you? You don't know.
Irish.
She may be an absolute
He's
little gem.
I don't know whether she's
all right. Well, I'm half Irish.
Yeah, I've got a name. My name's Kathleen, that's half Irish.
Kathleen, not Catherine.
No, Kathleen.
I'll take you home again, Catherine, across the ocean wide. And when the fields are white and green, I will take you home, Catherine. I see the roses on your cheek, I see them fade away and die. Kathy.
Awesome,
well, you expect me to be warm this bloody weather, eh? Your hands are bloody cold, even to mine.
Cold-blooded.
Kathy. thing, no good thinking of days gone by, is it? You know, you reckon we could still manage it if we tried? Hey? Scott? You reckon we could still manage it if we tried? Oh dear, little darling. Well, she's forgotten his wife, isn't she? Oh, I'll tell you what, I quite like the the Gatwick there. That is quite a nice pub, actually. Well, you know, all right. Yes, you know, it's all right.
Yeah, I go in there. Floss and I fell out. And
who? Old Floss always falls out with everybody. Yeah. I don't even bloody look at her now.
Because I
got pissed
the other day and told
her a few
things.
Old Floss is a bloody pain in the box, yes. Definitely. You know.
She said, I was in there with Tony, you know, the little Irish guy.
Yeah.
He was in her corner and I was sitting there.
But it's not her corner.
No, but I don't know what happened.
Bloody hell.
She rang me up. That was on a Friday, I think that was Friday. She rang me up from the laundrette because that's where she's working. Okay. Oh, yeah. I said, John, something wrong, Flo? Yes. Oh, yes. I said, well, what's happened? She said, you were drunk. She said,
oh.
No. She said, you were drunk, she said, lunchtime. And don't you ever speak to me like that again. Got drunk with all those whiskies that Irishman was buying. And I said, I buy, in exchange, he buys. And the thing was, I had been on brandy before I went out that morning at home because I wasn't coming out.
Kathleen?
Don't you ever speak to me like that again. Don't ever speak to me at all. I haven't since. I didn't ring the landlord that night. I waited the next morning. I rang the landlord the next morning. Saturday morning. I said, Floss rang me last night. Told me I was drunk. And your wife, Debbie, took my drink away and threw it away. I said, that's fair enough. I didn't know. The Floss said, threw your drink away.
If anybody's going to throw your drink away, you should. Nobody else.
No. So she said, who's Debbie? She said, no, lady. She threw your drink away. So I said to them when I went up, and I said, that's fair enough. I think I've had enough.
I'll have another one in place of that.
Anyway, I said, well, so the trouble with Floss, I said, she'll sit there in that bloody corner, so she'll poke her nose in everybody's business, and she don't like it when she's told of it. And then she's getting nasty enough. I said, well, what I'm ringing about is, am I allowed back in there, am I barred? He said, no, he said, you're welcome back in there. There was nothing serious, it was only between you and Floss. I said, well, thank you very much, see you later.
No, I mean, you know, bloody hell. I mean, I don't know about floss. I mean, I've never had that. I've never bothered about floss anyway. I think she's a bloody dead loss. They were a dead loss when they were in this bloody pub. But, I mean,
I said to her,
she never speaks to me.
No, she don't like me.
And I never speak to
she
her.
She don't like anybody.
I know she doesn't bloody well like me because I told her off one day. Told her where she could bloody go to.
And that's what I told her, see. I mean, she went up to Debbie and she thinks she's a
catch
business
in there. Oh, no, anyway, no, I wasn't even pissed when I told her off.
I don't remember seeing her.
Oh, you were not there.
Anyway, this particular day.
This was before I left Orley. I had a go at her.
Yeah,
I told her she was an interfering old cow, I think.
Yeah. When she's on the phone,
yeah,
she didn't have the guts to say wait until the next day when she saw me face to face.
No,
she didn't
And
she said, well, don't you ever speak to me like that again. Don't ever speak to me again. I said, fools, you old cunt. And whether she was still listening,
Dudley, all right.
Love
to
put the phone down.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. Why
didn't you? But she told Helen, I just called her an old cow, and she put the phone down. And she thought I said cow. Well, that's fair enough. But she wouldn't have used that word, would she? So she told Helen all about it.
Ah, yes, but you see, in effect, if you called her an old gun, that could have been... That could have been, you know, you could have been giving her a... That could have been a praise. He said, old cow.
She told her an old cow.
Darling, yeah. I was an old bugger. I was a young bugger actually then. Well, was I? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Do you remember the first bloody time I ever went to you? Oh yes, you bloody do. The bloke with the rugged. What's it like? The Canadian bloke. He's got an artificial leg.
Dougie,
and you and me, and who was the bloke's girlfriend? You know, and Doug was with Doc, and the what's it? And I was with you and me, and that was the first time I ever went with you, darling. Do you realise that?
You're still bloody there.
Eh?
You're still there. I've got two
to
me in the house. Bloody fool.
You're not still there in the house. What are you talking about?
That's what I saw. It's just still bloody
there. Daddy, for God's sake, you know. I should have met you when you were about bloody. But I was about 50 and you were about 40 or 30 and 40, something like that, you know. Shouldn't I? Now behave yourself. What are you getting there for? Put it away. Oh, got it. I'll tell you what, we could have ripped bloody Orley apart between us, couldn't we?
What?
We could have ripped Orley apart between us. No, No. I had Georgie to worry about, actually, but, you know, when I met you.
Have you seen Jesus?
I could love Jean in a way, but she's a perfection all the way.
He said she's going to go into hospital.
She's what? I could go for you, you know, I just bloody love it, love you.
But her
son's put me off. Her son's put me off. Because when I was going around there, you know, meeting her and all that.
Yeah, because she was encouraging her intrigue.
Well, I wasn't in God, bugger off. Oh, she doesn't need any bloody encouraging drink. Don't tell them that. No, because they thought I was after her bloody money. And I couldn't care less, could I? You know, about her bloody money. Or what? All right, she's a bloody great woman, actually. She's done amazing.
And, hello.
Hey, you're a darling, aren't you? Hey, come here, come here.
Down here.
Yeah.
I'm still working.
You're still working?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've got to keep working.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You talking about? No, she's okay, she isn't she?
All right. All right, my little girl. Hey, you go and get them tables cleared. Go on. How old is she? She'll only be about...
She's only
two. Two, isn't she? She can't be any more.
She's older.
You want a whiskey? Shut up, Dad. Kathleen, you know. I don't know whether I like this green and white bloody watch it so well, but...
I don't know what it's all about, is it Irish?
No, it's probably the green, you know.
He's
the green bit, is he? Oh, he's Irish. Oh, all right. The one who was talking to you. Oh, the landlord. Oh. Oh, I don't know. Who is the bloody landlord? I don't know.
Huh?
The Irish. He's Irish, or whether he's British, or what he is, I don't matter.
Nothing against him because he's Irish, it's just how...
Actually, she's not bad.
No,
I'm talking about the only woman who's coming round, you know, the barmaid.
Oh.
She's all right.
Linda.
Linda? Oh, yeah. I've done worse every time.
Do you remember Tara?
Shut up, God, really.
Thank
you.
Remember Tony, the fireman?
Oh, the fireman. Yes,
Tony.
Yes. Yes.
Left his wife and went to live with Linda. She woke up one morning and he was lying there on the bed beside her dead.
Oh. Bloody arse, you two. Remember that? Right? How long ago was that? Eh?
I don't know, 18 months.
What a glorious death. No,
Bloody hell, she's too young for that.
How the bloody hell does anybody live the life I've led? Look what nature's done in bloody Philippines these days. They've thrown up that fucking volcano that has been dormant for 600 years, and all of a sudden it blows.
Yeah.
What the hell are we poor little people against that? Nothing.
We're nothing.
We're just little bloody flies on the no more than flies on the edge of the bloody universe. Fuck off, you know. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ and all his fucking disciples and Mohammed and all his fucking disciples and everybody else are nothing. The old bloody thing is what rules the bloody universe. This world has been going on for a long time. Oh, God knows how many 500,000 million bloody years. And eventually it's going to explode and go.
Erupt.
It'll erupt eventually, yes. Well, the sun will erupt. Not this, the sun will. The sun will burn its bloody self out, or explode, or do something. And this galaxy will go. But what about all the other galaxies in the bloody universe? You know, how can you even think about it? You know, it's millions and millions and millions of bloody light years away. What the bloody hell? Who are we? Little bloody ants on this earth. You don't know. No, I'm sorry. No. So why should we worry? We shouldn't worry. We should enjoy what we have. And God bless the last of us. I mean, when I think of all this, they talk about this bloody green stuff. God, what are the green people going to do about all these tons of bloody ashes sent up on this? Kath, would you like another drink?
Yeah.
You go and have a wee, and I will.
Oh. I hear you talking, but I just can't be quick.
Bloody hell. Come here, darling, let me fuck you. Well, not out that night, you shouldn't say that, do you? Come on, Kath. You all right? Have you, did you? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's the first beer I've had all night. I mean, ever since I've come
out. Bloody hell. You enjoyed it. I should have been with you. No, don't be like that, Kath. No. Well, I mustn't be like that, no. Have you seen Andrew at all recently? You know? Have you seen Andrew? You know,
Helen's son.
Yes, yes.
Oh, he's down near the other
way. Is he still working or?
Taxi money.
But fully away. For God's sake.
Pick me up at
Upper School. Who? Oh, the taxi is. Oh, that's all right, yeah. All right. What's the time now?
He said it was 10 to 4.
10 to 4, yeah.
I asked him what the time was when I ran.
Yeah, yeah.
10 to 4.
Oh, Kathleen. We'll have another drink, shall we?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to have. Bloody hell.
Don't throw it away this time. Knock it over.
I don't usually throw it away. John Guinness. No?
Hey? Yeah, Guinness producer.
I've been
drinking out of them. Oh, alright. Had half of RPA and...
You want a whiskey?
Yeah.
Then, Kathleen, you shall have a whiskey. And I'm going to have a... Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, you don't
have to, I'm going to have a half a Bass and a bloody White Shield Worthington.
Oh, that's better.
What?
I've
Oh, yes, it is, isn't it? Yes, yes.
Too much,
isn't
it?
Yes, yes. Hmm. Bloody hell. This used to be a nice little pub, didn't it? When it was at the other end, you know. Just that bloody, scruffy little bloody bar. Wasn't it nice? Now it's like, it, you know. Oh, never.
Lost a lot of customers with his customers too.
Eh?
As well as customers, he's lost a lot of fun. Do you remember the staff.
Oh, yeah.
Don't suppose you remember Ross, that girl, oh, she was Irish. That more or less ran the club.
Yeah, oh.
Brendan, he's left, he's working around the gallery. There's another one there. He left on the constant, and they can't work with him anymore. So they tell him. That's what Brendan said. He said, can't work with him anymore. He's such a fantastic kid anyway, such a
fantastic kid. Well, I don't know him anyway, do I? You know.
Okay,
yeah,
we know his dreams for them.
Oh, did he? No, I don't know, no.
He did
long things,
he took
Kathleen, behave yourself. You want a whiskey?
Yes, please.
Then you shall have a whiskey.
Thank you.
And when do you watch it, Jew?
Half past four.
Eh?
Half past four.
Bloody hell, that's about 4 or 5 whiskies away, that is, isn't it? Bloody hell. I don't know whether I can afford that. It's up. You know what your whiskies are now, don't you? You know. Bloody hell. Right. I'm going to have a...
Yeah, next time you bring it down, put it there and don't...
Oh, shut up, woman. Shut up. You give me the bloody screaming out, Dad. It was my money I threw away. Now, shut up. She is a most delightful woman, isn't she? Come on, darling. Come on, darling. Find your bus. And I will tell you what, oh bloody hell, look at this, you know. That's no bloody good, is it? You know. No, that's no good, is it? No. No. That's no good.
And what? Glenn Phillips.
You're tempting me, aren't you? I'll have a Glenn Phillips, yes, yes, yes. And Kath wants a whiskey. With a drop of something in it, I think, don't she? Yeah, yeah.
$3.77, please. No.
No, no. I'll tell you what darling, are you going to make mad passionate love to me sometime?
Oh, I might have time later.
I'll tell you what, you know, at my age, I think you'll be wasting your time. Go on. it's nice to think about, but you know.
Yeah.
It's all in the mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, at 78, you know, nearly 79, you know, it's all in the mind.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, darling, with a bit of encouragement, I do manage it sometimes. No, you don't believe me, do you?
I
you know, darling, you really.
It's not used to be first, Larry.
Now, Kathleen, that has got to be yours. It's got beer in it. And that's mine. And that's mine. No, no. Would you like a drop of this?
No,
would you like me to put some of this that in there? It'll do your bloody Guinness the world of good, it will. You want some? This is Bass. No? There you are, Kath. Now try that. It must be absolutely gorgeous. And cheers to you, my darling.
Oh, bloody hell, what is it?
Hey?
What is it?
Bass. Didn't you like it?
Mixing it with that, it's got me in. Must be the Guinness.
Well, it is Guinness and Bass. You haven't seen Alexander for a long time, have you? I'm going to see him now. He's about... No, he's not as tall as me, but he's built like a brick shithouse. and he's brought forward for his rugby team. You know. And he's, oh bloody hell, yeah. Oh yeah, he's very good at javelin. The old javelin, sorry.
Can you give me a packet of
the horse? Eh? Get all what? Come on, come on. What do you want?
Chili things.
What chili things? What the fuck bloody idea are you talking about? Chili con carne? What? Now, what do you want, Kath? Come on.
They're crisps.
Yeah, come on.
Chili flavoured
crisps. Bloody hell, I mean now, what do I go and ask for? Chili flavoured crisps. Not McCoy's. McCoy's. McCoy's chili flavoured crisp. Oh bloody hell. McCoy's are the finest crisp you can get. Shut up. Well, I will go and see if they've got some. Oh. Hey. Hey. Have you got any McCoy's crisps?
Yeah, I'll just have a look.
Hey? You got any McCoy's? Yeah,
I'm just
serving. Oh no, all right. Okay.
No, McCoy's, there's Brannigan crisps or KP ones.
Brannigan?
Yeah.
She wants some that have got bloody...
Who's this? Kath again?
Yeah.
Tell her we've got cheese and chive. And beef and mustard in Brannigan's. Okay?
Give her cheese and bloody fries. Go on. If she doesn't like them, she can, you know what she can do, don't you? Give me two of them.
34. You want one?
Well, I don't know. I'll try anything once.
68, then, please.
Eh?
68.
Yeah. Brannigan, she couldn't remember the bloody name, could she? She couldn't remember the name, could she? No. All right. I'm better than I deserve to be. I'll tell you what, you know. Oh, God, no. Yeah. Leave it at that. I'm better than I deserve to be. Kathleen, bloody Brannigans, here you are, there you are, that's what you want. That's right, isn't it? That's it, that's what you want, Brannigans.
Well, don't they sell those
other things now, do they? Well, I don't know, no. McCoy's, no.
McCoy's?
No, they haven't got any McCoy's, no. You got bloody Brannigans, go on.
Yeah,
I'm crazy. Hang on, not bad, actually.
Cream cheese and chives. Turn the cockles in.